My guest at this time is Sarah Steelman. She's a former state treasurer in Missouri and twice elected a state senator in the Show Me State. She is now seeking the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate and hoping to take out Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill should she win that Republican nomination. And Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Why did you decide to get in this race?
Because I am, like so many other Missourians that I've been talking to, worried sick about the future of our country and the kind of America that we're going to give to our kids and our grandkids. And I know that we can do better. And in this state, Senator Claire McCaskill just doesn't represent the values that Missourians hold anymore. And she has rubber-stamped every economic policy, bad policy, failed policy of Obama's administration, and we need to send her packing. And that's why I'm running for United States Senate, because I know that we can get this country headed in a much different direction with different people in Washington.
There's obviously a lot of votes she's taken over nearly 6 years, but in the nearly 4 years of the Obama administration, most of the attention is on, say, the stimulus vote or the health care vote. Was there any particular position she took that said, that's the last straw, I've got to get in this thing?
Well, it's just her positions on all of those issues. Obamacare, for example, that she has voted for now twice, Missourians are not tolerant of. In fact, Missouri was the first state in the country to actually pass with a 70% of the vote, a resolution saying that they rejected the federal mandate. And she just ignored the way Missourians felt about that. They don't want to be told what kind of insurance they have to buy. And you know, she's still rejecting that right now with this latest issue on religious freedom. She had a chance to stand up for the Constitution, and she chose instead to stand with Obama and voted no on the Blunt Amendment. You know, she's voted for the stimulus package. She's voted for the bailout. She's for tax increases. She talks about class warfare. The list is so long, Greg, that I'd probably be here all afternoon.
Well, that's certainly a pretty distinguished list that you just mentioned that I know has been the talk of the campaign so far to a great extent. Let me follow up on an issue you just touched on, and that, of course, is the health care mandate as it relates to employers having to cover contraceptives, and then there was obviously the adjustment for religious-based organizations for the insurer to have to cover that cost, and so no copay for the recipient. It's been a huge flap in the last few weeks. Rush Limbaugh is the latest chapter in all of this. As not only a strongly pro-life candidate, but as a female, what do you make of the claim from Democrats that this is basically the Republicans' attempt to legislate morality and to force women into certain decisions that they don't necessarily want to make?
Well, it makes me furious, and they're just trying to distract from the very heart of the issue at hand. And you know, I'm not against contraception, and I think most women feel that way, but this is not the point. The point of it is that Obamacare has mandated, and Obama has, you know, the first rule out of the chute from HHS is to say that religious organizations and affiliates and the Catholic Church and any other faith-based institution have to provide something against their faith or their conscience. That is what is wrong. It's a violation of the First Amendment, and the attack by the left is trying to cloak it in something else, and it is just a distraction from this very bad decision. And you know what? It's just the tip of the iceberg with Obamacare, because the difference here is that Obamacare mandates that you have to purchase insurance. And so there's so many problems that we're going to see come out of this. I believe it is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, let's go back to the economy. I know that's likely to be the hallmark not only of the presidential campaign, but in many of the statewide races as well. Whether it's based on your time as state treasurer, your time in the state legislature, or elsewhere, what case are you making to Missouri Republicans now, and you hope all Missourians later in the year, that you have the economic vision that's best for the state and the country?
Well, and Missourians, you know, are suffering from high unemployment just like the rest of the country, and high gas prices are just killing people and businesses. The threat of this huge national debt that looms over our head, the threat of rising interest rates in the future, makes small businesses deter any decisions that they're going to make about their immediate future because they don't know what the future holds. There's just too much uncertainty out there. And frankly, Obamacare is another regulatory burden that adds to that uncertainty because, you know, many businesses may just decide not to hire that extra employee because they can still remain exempt from Obamacare. So all of these policies need to be reversed, and we can get this country moving again. I believe that we need to have a moratorium on regulations and let Congress go in and look at every one of them to see if they're, if they're needed, period. And if they're legal, if they're consistent with the statute, I think we need to blow up the entire tax code and go to a more fairer, flatter, single rate tax, move in that direction. I think the Federal Reserve needs to be reined in, and we need to put in place sound monetary policy. These are things that that most free market economists will agree, based on economic studies, that this is the way you get the economy moving again.
We're talking with Sarah Steelman. She's a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. And Sarah, you've laid out very clearly your differences with Senator McCaskill on a host of issues. Before you get the chance to go up against her one-on-one, though, you need to win the nomination. And by my count, there's at least three candidates in this race. Why are you the best Republican for this job?
Well, I'm the best conservative Republican for this job because I'm a proven fighter. And I think that's what voters really need to look at, a person's record and what they've done. I've stood up against earmarks back in 2008 when I ran for governor. I had the entire Republican congressional delegation in Missouri publicly condemn me for my position against earmarks. They've kind of changed their tune now, but I was willing to stand up for them, stand up against it then, despite the political consequences, and I'm willing to do that again. And there's been numerous other fights that I've encountered where I haven't been afraid to back down. And if we don't get that kind of person in Washington, D.C., we're just going to end up in the same boat. And then the other thing I'm looking at is that we really need to get Congress back in the same boat with us. One of the things that I'm proposing is to, for example, to eliminate congressional pensions. You know what? Congress doesn't have to deal with the same things that people are dealing with every day out in the real world. They have cushy congressional pensions and insurance coverage. You know, they even have the Senate has a barbershop paid for by taxpayers. I mean, let's get real. Honestly, we got to get Congress back in the same boat with the rest of America. And maybe we can do something differently. That's what I'm running for. I'm going to fight as hard as I can and put the people's interest above that of anything else. And re-election, political or partisan politics, all of that. That's the difference between me and the two guys running against me from St. Louis.
We'll be following this race very carefully. It's definitely one of the bellwether Senate races. Missouri usually is. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Sarah Steelman?
They can go to sarahsteelman.com. My campaign will get mad at me if I don't say that.
We'll be sure to mention that as well. Sarah Steelman, former state treasurer for the state of Missouri, a twice elected state senator. You heard her mention that she also ran for governor in 2008, now a candidate for the U.S. Senate from the Show Me State. And you can find her online at Sarah, well, that's with an H, sarahsteelman.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.